All right now, happy Tuesday to you all. I'm Vidra Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Oh, such a happy birthday, guys. Happy Tuesday to you all. All right now, that's for the Lord. As the races and the folks in the United States got told, you call no shots, right? As far as, like, you know, Ripple is concerned, as far as my money is concerned, what are you supposed to go do? Go fight the whole world? I've already told you, a-holes. I'm not giving you 50% of my money. No, you can have back your worthless American citizenship. All you've done is tried to frame me, plant clan, terrorize me, lynch me, starve me, drop my work. And you want to, this is a dumb shithole clown racist on CNBC Kramer. All right, now what a dumb jackass this racist dumbass fool is. Just that racist talk about, well, you know, a silent period too. I mean, pull your TikTok screen, dummy, stupid. I have a website. Does that make sense? You don't get to buy counterfeits and lynch me because this clown racist was looked in with Biden. Right now, I put Trump and Musty on the phone trying to steal from me through different nations. All right, now that's not a knock at Trump, but I don't appreciate it. All right, now it is what it is. A spade is a spade. I don't trust anything about the United States like these dumb racists pop up and start hip touting McDonald's. These are clown ass racists. No, you're going to take your clown, this mindless ass, to McDonald's. Does that make sense? All right, now what's up? United States get to, I mean, how am I supposed to respond to the United States? These are some shitty, awful, racist folks. How do I respond? Right? I said no. There's no 50-50 partnership. These clowns are delusional, okay? Everything got strapped by Jesus' goodness. I own 100% of it. I'm not giving you 50%. I already own 100%. Not just that, but Jesus gave it to me. I own the extraction. I said no. What are you supposed to do? Fight the whole world? I ain't stand you assholes. No, I'm not giving you 50% of my money. I promise you, just as sure as Jesus lives, right? I don't care who's in the White House, right? No, right? Is that a knock at Trump to say no? But this is me saying no. I'm not giving you 50% of my money. You can't fight the whole world. Does that make sense? So you know you're not getting 50% of my money. I said no, right? Not just that. Check this out. Right now, the United States got caught trying to frame me, got busted trying to frame me, some ugly bitch smell all sorts of lies. And then she tried to twist up, then a racist tried to latch on to it. Does that make sense? You can't latch on to shit. Watch this bitch is streaming. No, right? Not giving you 50% of my money, right? You can't frame me. Does that make sense? You got busted plenty of clan in place because I'm not a criminal. You looked at me for 3 years, for 36 months, I'm still not a criminal. And you can't make me into a criminal, right? You have racists that are fucking criminals that are willing to commit felonies to frame people. Okay, it's like this. I am not a partner with the United States. I said no. I don't need the United States. Right? I don't. It's not me being arrogant. It's me putting, when you got races that are arrogant, like they call shots saying, well, they going to take a vote. I don't care about your wiles or your votes. Get your asses back there. Does that make sense? So right now, what am I supposed to say? But then when I respond like this, I have the problem. I don't understand. It's going to call me monkeys, black bitches, and gorillas. All right, no, that's what. No, you monkeys belong in McDonald's, right? It's not to disparage anybody's work, right? So please do not be offended. I don't mean it like that. If I ever want to buy McDonald's, I give everybody a raise just to be all the way fair about it, right? You know, that's real. And lower the prices on that food because it's ridiculous. All right, no, that's what a burger has no business costing $8, right? You know? All right, no, that's the Lord, all right? No, but what I'm saying is, all right, no, that's the Lord, all right? Now, okay, you know, it's like this, right? I'm not 50-50 partners with the United States. What are you dumbass racists supposed to do? And how am I supposed to respond? If you're not racist, I'm a citizen to get go of this. Please do not be offended, but the tone I've been dealing with is racist. Black bitches, gorillas, monkeys, and saying shit about cooking needs some clown-ass racists that are so used to owning everything and not used to being told no. So you're going to learn no, no. I'm telling you no. I'm not your partner, right? Anything got extracted, I own it. Okay, to make this very, very simple to understand and follow, I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. That's in proximity to Canada, to the United States. That's not even Canada and Mexico. You racist and people like Obama, you will never pop your asses up and make no demands about money that's not yours again. There will be no delusion that it's not your money to the fact that the whole world, thank God for Jesus, the Lord shone the light. The whole world saw the money extracted from planet Earth, from all across planet Earth. Father God drove himself, poured it down from planet Earth by the Holy Spirit's genius and wisdom, because in his wisdom, I'm no genius, right? The Holy Spirit is a genius, right? I'm just a servant. Does that make sense? I'm a servant of the Lord, not the United States. I will not volunteer for the United States or Donald Trump, no matter who you put in there. I said, no, I'm not the partner of the United States. I don't need the United States. It is a global supply chain. By Jesus giving it to me, by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, by Father God, Jehovah's goodness, by the Lord Jesus, and clearly, I am not starting with these nasty behind racist folks and these clown hoes like Obama and TDJ stem, right? I own the extraction, all right, now, which means that they, okay, by Jesus' voice and his goodness, I thank the people at top for their integrity. Anything got extracted, I own 100% of it. Okay, since I own 100% of it, I own the extraction. I don't need the United States. There's no 50-50. I'm not giving you anything. I said no. I heard this dumb racist on the TV talk about, well, we can just hold it at some point. It's going to come. Hold it all you want to. Okay. The United States is saying they're going to hold counterfeits. They have an understanding they're buying counterfeits. They have an understanding that I am saying no. They have an understanding that they're buy counterfeits, they're holding counterfeits. They have an understanding they're still buy into counterfeits. The United States are right now saying that, okay, we're supposed to fight the whole world. I said, no, not give you half of my money. The United States is telling the whole world that they understand that this is me. When they don't pop up crying, when they go completely bankrupt and bust, it's not my problem, right? The United States is telling the whole world they have a clear and full understanding that they're buying counterfeits that have no attachment to me, right? What? Okay, if they choose to hold the trade that counterfeit stock, knock themselves out of it, right? Now, they say the video, whatever they want to say, right? Now, it's called Ripple, dumbasses. That's why you are bankrupt, because it's called Ripple and not the video. You some clowns, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord right now. But, you know, hey, and I'm not issued any stocks of Ripple. Does that make sense? I have nothing to do with the video. I wish them well in their endeavors, right? That's the Lord. All right, now, but as far as, like, this is concerned, okay, the United States is telling the whole world, the whole planet Earth, that they have an understanding. All right, now, how do I respond to the races that keep thinking they run something? You don't run shit. I said no. Right? It's a global supply chain that does not belong to the United States. How do you run a global supply chain? You don't. I said no. Not just that. By Jesus giving it to me, by the Father God, Jehovah's goodness, by the Holy Spirit's genius and his amazingness, I did not starve these folks, okay? I own the extraction from to go into a global supply chain and extract. You don't. I don't need you. No. There's no 50-50 partnership. You clowns are delusional, okay? Anything by Jesus' wisdom, I extract, I own it 100%. You're not getting out of my 100%. I told you no, okay? Where's your 50-50 supposed to come from since anything I extract, I own 100%? Why would I cut you assholes into the 100%? You're so horrible people. Like these racists taught in McDonald's like they're funny. Go take your dumb asses to McDonald's and work. That's where you belong, right? What's up? No. I take these racists at their words. Oh, my God. These racists tried to lynch me. They start planning clan despite me not being a criminal, despite proof I'm not a criminal, despite me in no way being a criminal. They will call them back to forth, to left, to right. Okay. All right. Now, the Lord has blessed me with over 500, all right, now, decillion dollars. All right. Now, that is a 36-digit number. Anything these damn racists try, like, to respond to. We're 149 days in. Some dumb bitch can't get on the phone. Got to keep cussing. Some dumb whore can't get on the phone. Where the man at? TJ lies, Craig lies, anything. Crap lies, gross lies. I encourage this whore to get on the phone because, okay, the Lord blessed me with a, the Lord blessed me. It's not in play. The Lord blessed me with a 36-digit number. I don't play no games. I'm like, get on the phone and talk to anybody about my behind. What's up, right? So any games that these racists try to pull, I think they can pull, and even like talk about, you know, Jim Cramer, old faggot, racist, dumb, deluded, demented, clown, old racist ass, right? That don't call stuff so mean. He's such a buffoon. He's called so many things wrong on CNBC. Twitter's not funny. Talk about going into a silent period. He's a stupid asshole racist man. All right. Now, happy to step to, you know, as far as like the TikTok ban. God damn it. All right. I could care less about a TikTok ban. I have a website. People can come up here and just, you know, get my recordings. And then these racists are in the frame because they can't get their way. I mean, tough luck that dumbass racist bought all that fraud. You got these racists still saying, well, if not this quarter, the next quarter. And if not this quarter, the next quarter. I'm telling, all right, now, I mean, I have nothing to do with it. If they choose to hold that counterfeit stock, it's not coming out of my money. So, hey, knock yourselves out. Does that make sense? Okay. This is me emphatically saying I'm not shoring up your counterfeits. You keep buying that counterfeits. I'm not giving you half my funded money. What are you jackasses supposed to do? Fight the whole world? What a joke that is. Does that make sense? I am not giving you my money. I said no. I don't care what you put in that White House, right? That's not a knock at Trump, but that is me saying no. I am not volunteering for the United States. I am not your fucking partner. You clowns belong to McDonald's. I take you asshole racists seriously, your whispers and your jokes about McDonald's. Take your racist dumbasses to McDonald's, right? I'm not going to McDonald's. You're going to McDonald's. I'm not giving you dumbass racists my money, right? What am I supposed to say? These racists take all sorts of dives. They do all manner of things. They lynch me, try to frame me, they humiliate me, they embarrass me. They make me homeless. You got shitholes like Obama and TDJ Snake, and it's funny. They clown sales on how to make their own money, but just give you these bullshit speeches that don't lift anybody but their pockets. Does that make sense? They don't benefit anybody but themselves. Speeches of manipulation. That, all right, you know what a speech of manipulation is? A speech of manipulation is, you know, people, black, white, Hispanic, whoever, what your color is, right now, these speeches and the things they do, they don't lift people, they don't help people, they don't inform people. They just manipulate people to feel good. They hurt somebody that pretends to be important to speak. It doesn't do anything for their life, and the jackass get paid a bunch of money, and they go off the stage. A speech of manipulation. Valueless, pointless speeches. Does that make sense? I don't make speeches of manipulation. When I say that, I'm very excited to go offer the extraction, not the extraction, no. Jesus woman, I'm very excited to go offer the stock over in Europe and Asia so they can buy it. Every country in the world, as long as you don't hate Jesus, let me clarify something. As long as you don't hate the Lord Jesus, the only real living God, right? I mean, how am I supposed to respond to America, right? All right, now this is me being calm, right? But this is me emphatically telling America, no, I don't need you. I don't need the United States. See, United States and the racists in it are so arrogant, they think people need them. I don't need you. I said no. What are you assholes supposed to do, fight the whole world? I said no. I'm not giving you shitholes half of my money. No. Right? You got caught trying to frame. You can't even frame. No. But Jesus having shining the light of heaven mercy, these some nasty ass folks. Again, I say, okay, I own the extraction. Anything got extracted by Jesus' goodness, I own 100% of it. What? I mean, you jackasses keep trying to slither your racist ass into it. I said no. And just to make sure that you get me saying no, I'm going over to Europe and Asia to extract or not extract it in no U.S. jurisdiction, U.S. territory, or no 50 states to the United States. I am saying this calmly, right? I am telling you no emphatically, right? I am calmly saying no, right? I said no. How do I need you? You need me, and I'm telling your ass this no. What these racists say, McDonald's, he laughing and giggling, take your dumb asses to McDonald's. You belong there, right? Lord Jesus. And let me say this, excuse me. If anybody is working at McDonald's, I'm not trying to disparage anybody's job. Hell no, right? Does that make sense? I've had different jobs, all right? Now, that's for DSL, technical, you know, support. When I was 20, you know, does that make sense? So art, all right? And my own art for a while. Does that make sense? But I was not so known, so I had a trouble with that. I've had jobs myself, all right? Now, that's for the Lord, all right? Now, a candy bar plant. This is real. When I was like 19 to 20 years old in an art store, I've had jobs. So I'm not trying to disparage, you know, that did not pay so well. I'm not trying to disparage anybody's work, right? All right, now, but these racists have the IQ of a pea brain. They belong in McDonald's. Jesus, all right, now, that's what they slit talk about McDonald's, all right, now. I promised them they're going to be taking their racist asses to McDonald's, right? Okay, I don't need the United States. What's up? Is that a truthful state? Is that an arrogant or a truthful statement, right? Does that make sense, right? No, I don't need the United States. What's up? It is a worldwide supply chain. Let me clarify something to the delusional racists in the United States, thinking that they can bully everything and they own everything. You don't own shit. It is a global supply chain, right? You notice the extraction. It was in over 7,000 languages with none translated. It does not belong to the United States. It came from all seven continents to money. It does not belong to the United States. They found quid. They found, you know, Great British pounds. They found CHF. That would be Swiss, right? You know, or Switzerland. They found, you know, Canadian money, African money. Does that make sense? Australian money. Mexican pesos, it does not belong to the United States. The currency, the language is just not yours. I don't need the United States. That's for the racist and delusional. This is as nice as I can say it. I'm not giving the United States a portion of my money. I'm not giving you half. Again, I said, what are you supposed to do? Fight the whole world. Okay, I'm not giving you half of my money. I said no, right? Nobody wants a war, but I'm not giving the United States half of my money. No. I'm not your fucking partner. No. I don't trust shit about you delusional ass racists. You can take your asses to McDonald's with your whispers and your grins. Who the fuck you clowns think you playing with? No. There I said it. Okay. All right. Now, these racists, they go just keep holding it. Okay, hold it all you want to. It's counterfeit. It has nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? Knock yourselves out. All right. No, that's the Lord. Right now, as far as like the fate and the villa, does that make sense? I'm not shoring up your fraud. I'm not shoring up your theft. Does that make sense? No. These racists, I take them very seriously. Let me see, they lynched me, they tried to frame me, they planted clan despite me not being a criminal, they planted clan despite the best lawyers and investigators looking at me, they know emphatically I'm not a criminal, they still planted clan to destroy me, they still planted clan to allow me, they still planted clan and told them to allow me, despite me not being a criminal. I'm not helping you assholes so you can terrorize more people and frame more people and lynch more people and harm more people. I just dealt with these races. I take these assholes seriously, okay? This is me telling your asses no. I own 100% by Jesus' goodness. I'm not giving it to the races or the United States or Obama or whoever else in it. No, I'm not giving you half of my money. Not Jesus willing. No, not just that. And I said emphatically, I said with confidence, no. Not just that, all right? No, that's what, okay, it's like this, all right? Now I'm not your fucking partner. You don't get to decide my stake. I own 100%, okay? So that the dumb and stupid can get it through their heads. I'm not extracting anything else on the North American continent. That's even in Canada and Mexico. Nothing against Canada and Mexico. I don't know who these racists got in their pocket. I'm not extracting anything in Canada and Mexico, all right? And I'm not extracting anything in no U.S. territory or the 50 states of the United States, right? No. There will be no delusional, mad, green racist, all right, nor butthole green like T.D. Jakes Obama that will pop up again and make demands with their hands. Like, these punks have lost their damn minds. These punks got a thing saying, well, list, as if they can come steal something. Okay, I don't have a list, dummies. No. Have you dealt with y'all? Do you have a list? No, this list is not necessary. All right, now I know the formula, back to forth, left to right. You know, that's what, by God's goodness. Jesus, having worked it, all right, now for like, you know, good God, since 2021. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but as far as like this is concerned, but Jesus wisdom, right? Because I don't have power like that. I thank God for Jesus. But okay, this is me telling the United States, I don't need the United States. See, TikTok needs you. I'm not TikTok. I don't need the United States. See, Tesla needs you. I'm not Tesla. I do not need the United States. What's another big brand? Microsoft needs you. I don't need you. I'm not Microsoft. I do not need the United States. And that's not an arrogant statement. That is a flowing, drawing, real statement, right? Okay. BP, Exxon, and Chevron, despite them being fossil fuel companies that are absolutely essential, they need the markets of the United States, okay? To not the delusion of any clown races or any fool like Obama or TD Jakes, okay? I don't need the United States. I don't need you. I don't need America. There's nothing against the American consumers. Does that make sense? You know, if you're not racist, please don't be offended. Or if you're not like Obama and TD Jakes, oh God, please don't be offended. It's been an odyssey dealing with these clowns. Does that make sense? Right? And what delusion and what arrogance? Okay, with your arrogance, you can stick your arrogance up your ass. Okay? Don't need the United States. Right? Apple needs the United States. Right? I don't need the United States. I'm not TikTok. I don't need the U.S. See, I can go extract that right now, and I own 100% of anything I extract. And nowhere, I mean, no matter where I step it on planet Earth, it's going to sell out. Right? So clearly, I mean, there's been some confusion by these illusional mad green racists. Okay, I don't need you, and I don't need the United States. I don't need these damn racists, and I don't need the United States. What's up? That's not me being mean, right? That's me, you know, telling you that I don't need you or the United States, right? What's up, right? What's up? That's not me being mean and menacing, saying I'm saying it calmly, right? That's not me being delusional. You see the numbers, you see the results. I don't need the United States. I am not TikTok. It's like these dumbass racists, like, oh, TikTok, I'm not TikTok. I have a website. If people want to know what I said, record out, telling you, just come pull the recording up my website. What's up? I don't need the United States. These mad green ass racists, oh my God, slither your asses away. Go back behind your fucking wall. Oh, God, I don't want to see you shitholes, and I don't need you either. Oh, hell no. All right, right now, don't trust shit about these racists. Right now, McDonald's, these old dumbass racists. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Take your nasty asses to McDonald's, right? Yes, Lord, right? Got them for cussing. All right, now, I can do it at a time without the cussing. But I don't need the United States. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. I'm not TikTok. I'm not Tesla. I'm not Microsoft. I don't need the United States. I'm not Apple. I don't need the United States. Not United States. I'm not BP. I'm not Chevron. I'm not Exxon. I don't need the United States right now. Oh, what's up, right? Oh, my God. What else right now? Saudi Arabia, Aramco. Nothing against them, right? No great oil company, but it's just simply me saying they rely a lot on the American markets. I don't need the United States. It's a global supply chain. I can go extract now. Currency has been around since Abraham in the Bible. That's in Genesis, right? Now, the father of the Jewish nation said Abraham was rich in silver and gold. Okay, people have been trading money, silver and gold, right now, for money into currency. Right now, for longer than we can even comprehend, I don't need the United States. I own the extraction. The Lord Jesus gave it to me. Right? It's not me being mean. I'm just stating some facts. Because you got these illusional-ass racists talking about McDonald's, like you're supposed to, like, break bread with their dumbasses. Okay? I don't break bread with racists. I don't trust shit about you jackasses. I don't trust you as far as I can throw you. I'm a 5'2" woman. I can't throw you physically, right? All right, now I can't throw you financially. I do not trust the United States. Don't need the United States. Don't want to deal with the United States. Not making a deal with the United States. I own 100%. Not giving the United States anything out of my 100%. What are you jackass supposed to go do? Fight the whole world? I'm not giving you half my money. I'm not extracting anything to give you asses 50% of it. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. I mean, in no U.S. jurisdiction or nowhere that United States has jurisdiction. Don't need the United States. Right? There are going to be no confusion. You'll never pop your asses up again and pretend you own something because your racist asses have framed because you understood you don't like, that's what. All right, you don't like me, all right, no, that's what, I don't like you, what's up, right? Everybody's not racist. If you're not, you know, please don't be offended, right? You know, that's the Lord. I mean, you know, there's a very, level of higher ups, all right, now, the United States that are very fucking racist. To the fact that they said Musty is not the richest internationally, the racists in the United States start to cry. Because it goes against this bullshit narrative that's on the TV, okay? It's not me playing games with the United States. I'm telling you assholes, right? I don't care what you pretend in the media, okay? I don't need the United States. Look at your numbers. I don't need the United States. Look at your money. I don't need the United States. Look at your industries. I don't need the United States. Look at your taxation and your tourism, which are your most reliable sales. Your tourism, your exports, and your imports. So right now, that's really your fossil fuel sales. Does that make sense? Your taxation. I don't need the United States. What's up? I told you no. Right? I don't care what you put in that White House. Does that make sense? Right? No. No partnership with Trump or anybody else. Instead of knocking at Trump, but no. I don't trust shit about the United States, right? It's not me being mean, saying no. I have a right to say no, and it's not being mean. It's not knocking at Donald Trump, but I'm saying no. I don't need your market. I'm not Microsoft. I'm not Tesla. I'm not Apple. Right now, if they don't have U.S. market, they're going to go bankrupt. I promise you. They're not going to be able to have enough to function their companies correctly. I can step outside the United States. No matter where I step out on planet Earth, by Jesus' goodness, it's going to sell out. I can step outside the United States. No matter what I extract, I own 100% of it because the Lord is so good. Clearly, I don't need the United States. There's no clown-ass racist that think he's going to slither up, or he or she or whoever else. Right now, that's the Lord, to make demands and pretend to be important. You're not important. You have no say. You make no decision. I said no. There's no 50%. I'm not your fucking partners. I'm telling you assholes, no. You better sell that fraud. Then again, no. It has nothing to do with me. I mean, hey, you know, they trade in counterfeits. This is me saying calmly, right? You know, I'm saying I am not, okay, I'm putting a disclaimer here, okay? I am not giving the United States half my money. What are you supposed to do? Fight the whole world? Well, the joke that is, I said no, Jesus willing, no. I'm not extracting any more fraud on the North American continent or in the United States, 50 states, or any subsidiaries or territories of the United States, no. So no punk, no faggot, and no, God can forgive for it. All right, no punk, no racist, or no racist punk, and no punk like, Jake's and all them, okay, no baby murdering Nazi killer like Hitler, Joe Biden, or whoever else, and not even Donald Trump. Nothing against him, but no to Trump, too. Does that make sense right now? Okay, I'm not extracting anything on the North American, in no U.S. territory, including the 50 states or anything owned by the United States. So nobody can pop up and ever lie and say that it's yours. You'll never be able to lie and say it's yours. You assholes will never pull this shit again. I said that calmly, right? God came for cussing. I didn't say that calmly, right? I don't need the United States. I am not your fucking partner. I'm not giving you 50% of my money. You clowns are delusional, no. Right now, that's Aaron Ferris, grad that the United States tried to lynch me, terrorize me, plant clan despite seeing I'm not a criminal, plant clan despite going through everything about me for over a decade. Planet Clan, to my understanding, they said they went 20 years back on me, not even a decade, 2 decades back on me. They know through and through I'm not a criminal, no capacity, not gross, whole, disgusting, nothing, right? Not evil. But they steal Planet Clan despite thorough evidence I'm not a criminal. Steal Planet Clan despite thorough evidence I've never been a criminal. Steal Planet Clan despite my background being spotless. Does that make sense? Because I'm no type of criminal, never operated as a criminal, and never lived my life as a criminal with no aspirations to be a criminal. Does that make sense? These asshole racists still try to frame me. What's up, okay? I am not your fucking partner. I'm telling you buttholes, no. There's no 50-50 partnership, no. I'm not extracting anything in the United States. You don't call shots, no. Anything I extract that on, I'm telling your behinds, no. Right? No. Anything I extract that on 100%, okay, I'm not taking from my 100% to give you asses 50%. All right, now, in order for me to do that, I have to take out of my own 100%. Since I'm extracting, I own anything I extract, okay. How do you think you can invite yourself in to get 50% of my money if I extract that I own it? You clowns are delusional. No. Right? No, you can hold that fraud and that counterfeit stuff all you want to, okay? This is me emphatically saying, as nice as I can say it, okay? I'm not shoring up your counterfeits, Jesus willing. I said, no. I'm not helping you shore up your counterfeits, Jesus willing. I said, no. You remember you said halls and walls, okay? Get your asses behind those halls and those walls. Why do you keep trying to pop up behind the halls and the walls? Damn it, go away. Does that make sense? No. You got your counterfeit stuck. You're behind your halls and walls pretending. Go have a tea party. Go pretend, you know? All right, no, that's Florida. Right, no, what a joke that is. All right, no, that's Florida. So this is me saying I'm no partner of the United States. No. I'm not giving the United States 50% of my, money. I promise the United States. So you can have back your worthless American citizenship. All you did was try to frame me, lynch me, humiliate me, embarrass me, starve me, drop my work. Torture me for 317 days, steal my rent money. Does that make sense? You don't have a say. You don't have a vote. I'm telling your asses no. No. If the race has never been told no before, you don't get no, you're going to understand no, no. No is, you know, nobody's coming to save you from buying all that counterfeit you chose to do that. No is, I'm not your partner. I'm not giving you half of my extraction that I'm extracting that has no ties to the United States. No. No is, I'm not going to enrich you asshole so you can go to terrorize and harm and do all manner of lynchings and framings to other people. You fools are delusional. No. That's me saying no. I don't care what's in the White House. That's not a knock at Trump. But still, I'm telling Donald Trump no. Right? I don't have a problem with Trump. Does that make sense? Right? I can't imagine what questions he had. Does that make sense? I saw Donald Trump Jr. with a McDonald's box and these racists laughing and giggling. Okay. This is me emphatically saying no. Right? These racists have been saying McDonald's for a while. All right? No, that's Florida. Go love it and go work your asses at McDonald's. I said no. And even before he had a McDonald's box, I told you guys, I don't like the United States. It's too racist. I'm saying no. Never. Hell no. Fuck no. I mean, they got caught trying to frame me. It's not a knock at Trump, but I'm saying no. Does that make sense? No. I don't trust shit about these racists or the United States. No. I'm not taking from my own money. Anything got extracted. Okay, I own the extraction. I own 100%, well, in Jesus I do, right? With the Lord, right? With the Lord Jesus, all right? Now, I own 100% of the extraction in the Lord Jesus, right? I have to say it like that because it's by the Lord Jesus, so I don't have power like this. All right, I own the 100% of my extraction in the Lord Jesus that the Lord Jesus gave to me, right? Okay, what do I need the United States for? No. I own 100% of my extraction. What is the purpose of the United States to me? And since I already own 100% of anything got extract, why would I give you 50%? No. You got clowns are delusional. No. I'm going over to Europe and Asia to offer this stuff to help, you know, places like Mexico, Africa, other countries that would like to buy some stuff because the United States was selling counterfeits. They had no authority to sell anything in the first place. So people would actually be able to buy some genuine stuff and I go overseas to Europe and Asia to sell it to them. I write down deaths for the Lord at fair price to help their governments, their people, the statuses have a better quality of life. It would be my great Africa, you know, the statuses, it would be my great honor too. I write now, but the United States stand block. Okay, I own the extraction, United States is block. I own the extraction, United States, it's a global supply chain, United States is block. I own the extraction, there's no middleman from the United States that can lie as theirs. I own the extraction, not extracting out on this North American continent, not extracting in 50 states, the United States. I'm not extracting in no territory, the United States. I said, no, I own the extraction, what's up, right? No. You know, no to the United States, no. I'm not giving you 50%, you don't call shots, you don't decide this, and you don't take a vote, you don't have a vote. I said, no. Anything I extract, I own it. I told you no. What's up? Despite you not wanting to hear that from a black woman or a black person. I tell you, I'm telling you no. Right? Try to frame me, destroy me. I take these racist assholes very seriously. They get to Hollywood McDonald's, they frame me, they lynch me, they put me in the back of a car. They treated me like some wild animal. They starved me, they dried up my work, they dried up my home. They got me kicked outside, dealt with homelessness and poverty for 317 days, where they called me black bitches and niggers, and they breaking me. They gave William a picture of a monkey yesterday, called me a monkey black bitch, or right now that's what, because they can't steal. They're not entitled, they don't get their way. Nobody cares about their pulse, they cries and they screams. Nobody's helping you assholes. I'm saying, no, okay. I don't have a partner in the extraction, just solely Jesus himself. Pretty much the United States is fried. I'm not your partner. I'm not giving you asses 50%. Why would I take from everything that I extract? I mean, what? Who? These races, who is so green to make up counterfeit stocks? You know they're worthless. You know they have no value. If you don't believe that, if people are so worthless, people are so green, they took their real money and paid for counterfeit stocks. What the hell, you know? All right, now they saw the 100% by Jesus getting this intact. I am saying this calmly, right? They saw the 100% intact as they were lynching me, trying to frame me, humiliating me, and embarrass me. William said Kate Middleton saw it over in England, laughed to the top of his lungs, saying I'll sleep in the back of a car. Biden calling over to England, calling me a dumb black bitch, saying I can't handle my own stuff, but he didn't mention that he drowned up all my work. He didn't mention that he took everybody off the phone. He didn't mention he stole a $1,200 rent check. He didn't mention the extensions. He didn't mention this faggot boy, Jonathan, you this little racist you put here. They just sent him to another site. And he got everything wrong. He just sent him to a site. He got everything wrong. Fact check my ass. He just sent this Jonathan boy. He just got everything wrong. Once again, this just don't happen again. What's up, right? Okay, it's like this, right? I right now, I'm not your partner. I'm not giving you a-holes 50%. I right now, I didn't cuss you. I'm saying it calmly. I'm telling you no. I right now, own the extraction through and with and by and only in Jesus. Does that make sense? United States is not invited to buy stock. I said no. Does that make sense right now? That's for not just that. So no racist or punk will ever pop up again lying and have your hands out. I'm not extracting anything within the states of the United States, any territory of the United States. I told you no. No. You can get the holler in the video. You can hold that crap all you want to. You have an understanding that you're holding counterfeits. You have an understanding that you keep putting your money down for zero value, worthless, worthless, it's clown show. Worthless counterfeit stock. Does that make sense? You have an understanding that it's not me issuing the stock. I'm emphatically saying no. I don't care about a TikTok stream. I don't need the United States economy. I'm not TikTok. It's like these racists are so delusional. The United States economy, I don't need your economy. No matter where I step out on planet Earth, it will sell out. It's going to sell out. No matter where I step on planet Earth, it will sell out. What's up? It's standalone money. I mean, whether you invest or not, it's still going to stand by itself. I don't need your investments. I don't need the United States. I don't need the racist clowns in it. And these shitholes like Obama and TD Jakes, you're going to call it the racist? Call it that too, right? What's up? That's why you tried to frame me because you know I don't need you. That's why you tried to lynch me because you know I don't need you. That's why you tried to humiliate me, embarrass me, and try to make me look crazy because you know I don't need the United States. That's why you did all manner of ruthless evil and heartlessness to me and starved me and dried up my work because you know I don't need the United States. So I dropped my black Asian ass to Mexico to sell tacos so fast to it ain't funny. Okay, I am not your partner. You don't have a say. You don't have a vote. You don't have a rule. You don't have a dog in this fight. You don't have a horse in this fight. Whatever terminology you want to use. I told you no. Does that make sense? I'm not extracting anything on no North American continent. All right, now that's what U.S. territory. Does that make sense? Right now, the 50 states, the United States, or any thing owned by the United States, as far as like Guam and Puerto Rico, U.S. territories, or the U.S. Virgin Islands. I am not extracted anything where the United States has ownership, all right? You're not going to have any delusion that it's yours. You're not going to be able to lie that it's yours. You never popped your sorry asses up again to pull this again. No. No. Go to McDonald's, right? No. I hope that you guys will agree. I did say that calm, right? I'm not volunteering for the United States. No, I'm not selling you Ripple. It's my business. You keep racist or delusional. No, I'm not. I mean, 50%. Where's your 50% supposed to come from? I'm telling you, no. Anything got strike that 100% of it. Where's your 50% coming from? I'm sure as hell not getting you a part of my 100%. No. The arrogance. Okay, talk about 50%. Okay, where is it coming from? I own 100%. Where would your 50% come from? Since I own 100%, anything got strapped by Jesus' goodness, I own 100%. Then where would your 50% come from? What's up? I'm not giving you buttholes 50% of my stuff. I'm not even extracting the United States, so you never pop your delusional mad green asses up and try this again. No. I'm not your partner. No. Hell no. Fuck no. Shit no. No, no. No. Right? Got to keep the custom, but no. You don't get to terrorize me and have your hand out. Then what did Prisker say? They're just going to, you know, brush away what Biden did and steal away him, calling me niggers and black bitches, trying to frame me, trying to kill me. You know, trying to put me on the streets, trying to kill me. They're just going to be racist and steal it away. You can steal away America's prosperity, too. You can steal away. Right now, that's for the Lord. You're going counterfeit. With these counterfeit stock, you're going bankrupt. You can hide that, too. But nobody's coming to help you, assholes. I'm sure as hell not. No. Or trying to frame me and plant a clan. No. 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 No way. I said that calmly, right? No. I'm not giving you 50% of the stock that I extract. No, I'm not giving you money that you did not invest in, that you did not put any money into, that you get. You're not going to draw a benefit from money. It'd be different if you invested. I have no arguments about that, but the United States invested zero. In fact, these racists called me stupid for over a year. They said I was winging it. No, that little faggot boy Jonathan, he keep getting everything wrong. Clearly, that's winging it. I'm not Jonathan. What's up? This little faggot racist, all right? No, you racists are so nasty. You made me homeless. You tried to frame me, lynch me. I was sleeping in the back of a car. Brother Kate, man, ass left to the top of his lungs. You assholes are still filming, but you don't speak up to say you're lynching me and stealing my rent money and drawing up my work and seeing me and get extensions. You still keep filming it, but you never speak your racist sorry asses up. I'm not giving you shit. Hell no. Never. America, that's what I mean. I'm not going to say that. There's some decent people here, so I won't say that. But these races and everything you own can burn down to the ground. Right? No. With the exception of helping regular people and paying the reparations in Jesus' name, that's the best I could do for America in Jesus' name, because the Lord wants to do that and be good to people. I'm just a servant and a vessel. I'm not helping you. Right? You can buy that counterfeit stuff all you want to. You can say you're going to hold it all you want to. Okay, America is saying they're going to hold counterfeit stock. America has an understanding saying they're going to hold counterfeit stock. America has an understanding saying they're not going to sell the counterfeit stock. Okay, America has an understanding they're buying counterfeits. America has an understanding that what they're buying is worthless. America has an understanding what they're buying has no value. America has an understanding these races, oh, they're just going to hold it. Okay, they have an understanding I'm not working with America. I'm not dealing with America. I write no desk for I'm not selling to America. I'm not wholesaling to. Why would I wholesale you out of my own money? Anything got straight down 100%. Why would I take my money and wholesale it to you jackasses? You clowns are delusional. No. That's not arrogant. It was arrogant to try to frame me because you know it's not your money, right? It was arrogant to think you can plant clan in a place despite you seeing through and through going over 2 decades back on me. I'm not a criminal, but you still try. I mean, it is arrogant to do all that, right? It's not arrogant for me to tell you no, right? No. I'm going to China. Jesus willing to go to the bank. I'll make them offer. They will none. They cannot refuse. They don't care what asshole get on the phone and cry. They're not going to refuse it. I promise you, right? That eliminates the United States, right? As far as like them trying to have their hands in the pot, I've already told you no, right? I mean, you guys have Bitcoin. You guys have cryptocurrency. I wish you well in it, right? I don't have to wish the United States curses. I'm not going to do that. All right, no, it won't be. I'm not giving you Ripple. I'm not giving you any money. I'm not giving you a portion of my money. I am not your fucking partner. Anything got strapped down 100%. I'm not giving it to you clown assholes. I'm not extracting anything to United States or its territories. So I'm not volunteering for Trump or United States or anybody else. That's not knocking anybody, but that's me saying no. All right, no, what else? All right, no, that's what. You don't have a say. You don't have a vote. I told your asses no. Even if you've never been told no before, sooner or later, you will understand what it means. You will get it and accept it. No, right? I hope that you guys will, Jesus willing, no. I hope you guys will agree to write a good morning, right? Does that make sense to me? This is lame as I can put it, right? United States and Canada lynched me, framed me, dropped at my work, got me kicked outside, humiliate me, embarrassed me, traumatized me. While filming this shit, they sent it to the whole world, but the racists never bought to say they were torturing me. The racists got caught in phone calls saying they're gonna blank my black ass and drive me to poverty for my own money and work. The racists did cruel, vicious things, Klan and Klan, but they kept filming it, sending it to the whole world. They got busted international. I write no black and white got busted here locally, these assholes. Does that make sense trying to get paid off by clown ass racists? They wanted to destroy me, got Klan in place. How you have packs of Klan in place to plant to destroy people? That is so fucked up and awful, right? All right, now it's me. All right, now as they got busted internationally. Biden got busted at the international at the top level. Called me black bitches and niggers so many times they can't count it. They threw his old racist clown ass out of office. How much more for the local people they deal with them, right? I mean, it's not me. All right, now to the fact the United States got told it could not frame me because clearly it's not doing things on the up and up. United States tried to literally, no Klan talked to me. They started planning Klan in place despite not talking to me, despite not saying anything to me, despite not having a conversation with me. They started planning Klan saying I'm not a criminal. Looking at me the most racist, awful, heartless bias. Does that make sense? Right now they start felt the need to plant Klan because I'm not a criminal. What's up? I'm not helping you assholes. You're some awful fucked up people. You will not do this with, you will not do this to other people with my money. No. You will not say when Biden get the murdering men, women, and children over to Israel, and Biden get the lynching me, admit to lynching me, admitting to call another country saying get rid of this nigger, steal from this nigger. Call these races so stupid, they call other countries as if it's their money. They're so shitty and nasty. And they got told no, right? What's up, right? That's by Jesus' goodness, right? Listen, I'm not giving America money. No. What are you supposed to, again, I say, you're not getting 50%, I promise you. What are you supposed to do? Fight the whole world, all right? Now, what a joke that is. No. Jesus willing, no. Not just that. I'm not your fucking partner. No. I'm not extracting anything on the U.S. territory. Anything I extract, I own it. Anything I extract is mine. Anything I extract because I own Ripple by Jesus' goodness is mine. You can hold that counterfeit second called Nvidia Apple. I don't care what you call it. You know it's counterfeit. You have an understanding it's counterfeit. You said you're going to sit on it and hold it. You have an understanding. I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to shore it up. It does not help come out of my 100%. I'm not helping you. So you sit there, it's entertaining. You hold that counterfeit stock. That's on you. Call it what you want to call it, but no, it's worthless. You have an understanding that it's worthless, right? Is that going to come this quarter, next quarter? I'm telling you, no, it's not coming. What's up? And so there'd be no delusion ever, 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 never again. I'm not extracting anything in no U.S. territory or the 50 states of the United States. You assholes and you racists and you punks, you'll never pull this bullshit again. You will never have your hands out making demands again. You will never pull this shit again. You had an understanding for 3 years that I own 100% of everything to the fact that you had an understanding that it's not yours. You tried to lynch me. You knew it was not yours. You tried to frame me and plant Klan in place. You knew it was not yours that you tried to make me look crazy by drowning up my work and getting me kicked outside and took videos of you pulling everybody off the phone. You knew it was not yours. You kept filming it trying to make me look crazy. You knew it was not yours doing torture and war crimes against me for 10 whole months, 317 days. You had a clear and concise understanding it's not yours. What's up? Right? What's up? Take your asses to McDonald's. You belong there. I'm not trying to disparage anybody's work. I mean, I'll be all the way fair. I want to buy Disney. I'm not going to lie. I want to buy Disney. I would have to talk to Vanguard to buy Disney. I looked into it. Does that make sense? All right? And I want to buy Disney World, Disney, the brand, the whole thing. All right. Now, the Disney family, you know, that's what they wouldn't have any say. They own less than 3% of Disney. All right, no, but I would figure I would have to talk to Vanguard and the shareholders. I don't know if they would sell it to me. But I can make them an offer so good they won't be able to refuse it. It'll not this out. So Vanguard owns $15 billion in Disney, right? Does that make sense? I can easily give Vanguard $25 or $30 billion in liquid cash, not stocks, not debt in liquid cash. Even when Musty went and bought Twitter, he used debt to buy Twitter because he didn't have liquid money to buy Twitter. He could not afford any liquid money to buy Twitter, so he used a bunch of debt to buy Twitter. What a joke that is. So by Jesus, and they want to lie, Musty is rich, is what a joke he is. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, these racists are delusional with their headlines and they fake stuff. They want to think that someone's supposed to come to their rescue. No. Okay. So I very am interested. I'm going to China to go to the bank. I am very interested in buying Disney. Does that make sense? Walt Disney, the whole thing. Okay, who feels what about that? I don't care what you feel. I want to buy Disney. Does that make sense? Right now, the shareholders have shares to get rich. Shareholders have shares to get rich. I basically will buy it and take it back private. It will be it will not be publicly traded anymore. I would buy it and I would take it back private. I saw that in stocks. All right now, not even liquid cash. I think Disney has like maybe $20 billion liquid cash. Right now, $189 billion. Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, so that would put them at 60. Put them at $160 billion. In stocks, and maybe $25 billion in liquid cash or $30 billion in liquid cash. Somewhere there. Does that make sense? Right now, I would give Disney that $189 billion in liquid cash. The stock, all that shit, that worthless shit. I'll buy the whole thing of it. Give them $100 billion. I'll give them $250 billion in liquid cash. Right. Right now, that's the Lord. Vanguard is in business to make a profit. Vanguard is in business, so I knew I could offer the shareholders something that would financially make them happy and buy Disney outright with liquid cash. Even Musty couldn't buy Twitter with liquid cash. He had to get this person and that person. He had to get ass tons of debt. Does that make sense right now? Because he don't understand the flow of money, so he took out debt to buy Twitter, which was stupid. All right, now that's what, because people around him and those who he is, you know, basically connected with, they don't have real cash money. I'm not giving these racists real cash money. Clearly, Musty, his racist old apartheid ass, he didn't have enough to buy Twitter. He took out a bunch of debt to buy Twitter. And not just that he couldn't afford to buy it. Does that mean, I thought he's supposed to be the richest man in the world. You know, he's the fools. All right, no, he didn't have enough to buy Twitter. Does that make sense? He took out ass tons of debt to buy Twitter. He had to go to banks to buy. I mean, what a joke that is. All right, no, I'm telling Disney. All right, no, Vanguard and the shareholders. All right, no, I can give them $250 billion of liquid cash for Disney. Right? What's up, right? So I'm going to the bank in China. The United States got to tell you, don't have a stake. You don't have a share. Basically, what I'm going to do with Disney is I'm going to add a Jesus, I'm going to add the Bible to it. All right, now when I was a kid, it always bothered me. I'm like, why won't Disney make a good cartoon about Jesus? Well, I'm going to buy Disney, Jesus will, and I pray. If they sell it to me, I'm going to make some cartoons about Jesus. All right, now I'm going to do Divine Miss Mary Kay Baxter. I'm going to talk their family about the right story, and produce it as a Disney movie. That won't be a horror movie with Pixar and the graphics and the whole thing of it. Does that make sense? And add a biblical section to Disney. Does that make sense? I'm not going to do anything to the brand. I'm not going to close the theme parks or anything. I'm going to slash the ticket prices. It shouldn't take $10,000 to go on a good vacation, which is atrocious, you know? The average person does not have $10,000 laying around. Does that make sense? I'm going to try to get that down by half. All right, now that's what I'm going to give the employees a raise, basically. The people, the staff a raise. That's how I'm going to handle Disney. Does that make sense? All right, now, but I'm sure that Vanguard will sell it to me if the price is right. Vanguard has deciding stake. Vanguard owns 8% of Disney. All right, now, since Bat, which is ridiculous, Disney, good God, they chopped Disney up to left and right to the fact that how the hell is the largest shareholder 8%, right? I mean, shit, please, I can actually just buy Vanguard out. Does that make sense to just sell it to myself? Well, then I don't think I can do that. I don't think FCC will go for that. All right, now, but these races, they probably hate to see me with something like Disney, but the shareholders, they will be screaming to sell it to me. All right, now, I'm going to make them an offer so good they won't be able to refuse it in liquid cash and real cash and not stock and pretend cash. I really want to add a Bible line, Jesus willing, to Disney. I think it's an injustice that Jesus is not included in Disney. Jesus gave the vision for Disney. Does that make sense, right? To be finally good and an honor to incorporate the Lord into that. But I hope I write notes. I do want to buy Disney. Does that make sense, right? I'm not giving these racists my money. I'm not your partner. I'm not your business partner. I'm not distracted on the North American continent. I'm not giving you half of my money. What are you supposed to do? You assholes supposed to go fight the whole world war, all right? Kiss my whole ass, right? I'm not giving you half, I promise you. Not just that, all right? Now, Dad, let me watch the language, all right? No, not just that, all right? Now, that's the Lord, all right? Now, y'all got caught trying to frame me. You can't frame me. Oh, not just that before the Lord, all right? Now, I'm not your partner. Anything got strapped down 100%, I'm not taking my 100% to give you shitholes 50% of my 100%. You clowns lost your mind. That faggot-ass, dick-blowing racist Kramer on CNBC. He talked about, you know, a silence period. His stupid ass suggested frame. His own nasty ass. Oh, my God. I've been talking about Kramer for 2 years. He's such a stupid asshole, racist man. All right, now, that's the Lord. I don't need, TikTok. I have a website. Do you want to know what I say? Just get my statements off the website. I'm not TikTok. I don't need the U.S. economy. Who can lie? I need the U.S. economy. Who can be delusional enough to say I need the U.S. economy? I want a racist to pop up this day and say I need the U.S. economy. You're an asshole like Obama. Anybody, please pop up and say, whether it be the president of the United States, nothing against Trump. All right, no, but I'm not volunteering for Trump in the United States, no. Right? That's me saying, no, I don't care who in the White House, no. All right, no, that's the Lord. It's not me being aggressive and mean. I have a right to say no. No. Right? No way. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but, you know, again, I say as far as, like, the United States is concerned, okay? All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, you're supposed to follow peace with all men. All right, no, that's the Lord. I don't have a problem with Trump. But it is me saying emphatically no. Right? All right, no, that's the Lord. No, peace don't mean that I can let you frame me. Peace don't, no. The Lord said no. You can say no and leave it at that. It's a no. There's no argument. It's a no. There'll never be an argument. It's a no. I'm not going to change my mind. It's a no. It's going to always be no. No. I want to buy Disney. I want to take it back private, right? All right, now, I got like $500 billion. I don't care who want to see me with that. Oh, guess what? I own Ripple. In Jesus' name, by Jesus' blood, by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus' goodness, by the Holy Spirit, I can go make more. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, but you know, by Jesus' goodness, don't nothing do with the United States. The United States is horrible. The world can see the racism of the United States in display about the United States. I mean, what am I supposed to say? I didn't say that mean and menacing, right? I calmly said no, right? I calmly told you no, right? You can hold that fraud all you want today. Okay, you have a clear understanding. You hold it counterfeit. You hold it fraud. You have a clear understanding. It has no value. It's worthless. You have a clear understanding that it's counterfeit. What am I supposed to do? You know it's counterfeit, but you still hold it. Despite it being counterfeit, you have a clear understanding that it's counterfeit, but you still hold it. That's your little red wagon. That's your business, right? I'm not showing up your fraud, your stock, your theft, and your racism. No. No way. You think an $18 an hour job, but right now that nobody's barely ever on the phone supposed to impress me? What a joke. I jumped my black ass, black Asian ass to Mexico, black Japanese ass, black Hawaiian ass to Mexico and sell tacos. I'm not giving the United States $500 decimillion, right? Decillion. Not decimillion, excuse me, no. Decillion. I'm not giving the United States $500 decillion. You racists have lost your damn minds. No. way. No. 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 I'm not giving you half, no. You're supposed to fight the whole world with a joke that is no. 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 I'm going over to Europe and Asia so that these other countries can be enriched to have an opportunity to help their citizens, their governments, their people, at the Lord Jesus leading us, the Lord give me wisdom. I'm not anti-American. I told you guys about them anti-racism and asshole like this, right? America said they're going to do, cryptocurrency. I wish America the best with cryptocurrency. I'm not backing up your cryptocurrency. No. I'm not giving you money to back up your cryptocurrency. Hell no. Hell, I could buy my own coin and buy 20 tons of gold, 20,000 pounds of gold, and back it up, and it'd be worth more than any currency in the United States. I could play that game too, right? I guess they thought it was stupid. You don't have a vote. You don't have a say. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. We're not partners. I'm not giving you assholes 50% of my money. Anything I extract, I own 100%. So what would you jackasses be claiming your 50% from? You know your 50%. I mean, what the arrogance and the racism. No. I hope you guys will enjoy it right now, but good morning, all right? So I'm very excited to go to China, to go to the bank, making China an offer it can't refuse, in liquid cash dollars, right? All right, now I want to buy Disney. Does that make sense? I'm putting it out there that I want to buy the Walt Disney, the whole thing, the whole brand. Does that make sense? Right on the edge of Jesus line to it so bad. When I was a child, I've always been a big fan of Disney. Ex-Brian, my cousin Brian. All right, and he visited the park. He sent me brochures. Actually drew up plans for a theme park. I actually still have them. I can put them online. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for it, because I always wanted to start a theme park, a rabbit by Disney. Does that make sense? Right now, that's what, who knows? That's why maybe the Lord gave me a vision about a theme park one day out by Disney. Who knew? All right, no, that's the Lord. But I hope that you guys are well and great. The Lord told me opulence when I was 24 years old. Didn't get it, didn't understand it. Was picking up a paintbrush, was painting out the work. And the Lord said opulence. He didn't speak a sentence to me. He just said a word to me, and that was it. Okay, and I'm standing in opulence. Does that make sense? Well, the United States does not have a vote. It cannot steal. The whole world saw the money earned fair and square. The whole planet watched the whole money earned fair and square. You had racists thinking they were selling speed and accuracy, but it was the Lord shining the light so they can try to steal a lie that is theirs. So they can try to frame and destroy my life and destroy me. So the Lord had cameras shining because of this reason, right? I got a website. People want to know what I have to say. You can just come to the website and get it off my website. Does that make sense? Right now, I don't need I'm not TikTok. I'm not Amazon. I'm not Microsoft. I don't need the U.S. economy. Microsoft and Amazon and all these and Tesla, if the U.S. economy is gone, their companies are gone. Does that make sense? I can step on planet Earth without using the U.S. economy, not dealing with the U.S. economy or the racists in it. And no matter where I step, it's going to sell out across planet Earth without the United States still being blocked because I don't need the racists or the United States economy or the racists in it. What's up, right? I mean, I am saying that calm, right? You don't have a vote. You don't have a say. I'm not giving you assholes 50% of my money. No, that's delusion. I'm not giving you buttholes 50% of anything I stretch. You fools are crazy. No, I'm not giving the United States anything. It's too racist. I don't owe the United States. It's a lot, but I don't owe it to the United States. The United States has made a lot and has given me shit. The United States said, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. And despite of the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit, pull me up by the bootstraps. The United States did everything it could to try to destroy me, frame me, lynch me, humiliate me, embarrass me, treat me like crap, starve me, drop my work the right way. No provocation, the United States started to lynch me and terrorize me one day because it's fucked up, clown, and racist. No. I'm not empowering you assholes. Go do that to other people. No way. I'm not your fucking partner. No. Thank you guys so much. Right now, please step back, right? And I'm not giving you half my money either. What are you supposed to do? Fight the whole world. I promise you. In Jesus' name, I promise you. No. Thank you guys so much. Oh, go and shine as soon as possible. I think we'll die down in the Mexico to sell tacos. Good morning. Thank you guys so much.